Hello, everybody. Andy Jacob here with the .com Magazine Entrepreneur Spotlight Series. And I have a great show today. You know, when we talk about entrepreneurship, we talk about being something, standing for something, being someone that can make a difference. And we've been able to invite on the show today a phenomenal guest. Sit back in your chairs because we've got Mr. Orrin Hutson on the show today, and he started a phenomenal 501c3 nonprofit back, I believe it was in 2000, maybe even earlier than that, but he inspires young people to promote themselves in a powerful way. He serves the underserved communities and their children and makes these kids think in a very analytical way. And one of the tools that he uses is chess. And I love it so much. So wait till you hear the story. Sit back in your chair. Get a cup of coffee. You're going to love what Orrin has to say. We're going to empower the people watching the show today. Orrin, welcome to the .com Magazine Entrepreneur Spotlight Series today.
Thank you, Andy. It's a pleasure being here. Thank you.
It's great to have you. I mean, when we spoke on the phone prior to this interview, you said, Andy, I'm a big believer in giving four times as much value to people that I speak with and people in my life. And I love that so much. Let's talk about it.
But before I'm the 80-20 guy. 80-20 means if you give me 20, I'm going to give you 80. I'm going to give you four times. I got that from the Pareto principle, 80-20 rule. Because 20% of the result is based on 80% of the things you do. And I'm always about giving people four times more value. Now, when you do that, you are top of mind when something comes up. Les Brown called me the other day to go, look, man, of all the people I've met, I need you over here right now for Thanksgiving dinner. I need you over here for Christmas. So I've traveled about five cities with Les Brown because I'm all about giving him more value than anybody else he's ever met.
I love it. So you're going to give four times the value. Of course, Les Brown wants you on the road with him. Les, one of the world-renowned motivational speakers, business experts. He's a legend and, you know, he's got you right where he wants you, right next to him, because he needs some of that, you know, Orrin Hutson, be phenomenal, be someone energy. So let's talk about it. Let's pull the lens back to 30,000 feet. Tell us about Be Someone, Orrin, and then we're going to get into it.
Be Someone is a youth development program dedicated to our children in the community. We're teaching young people the moves you make determine the role you take. We're teaching young people, don't do the first thing that pops in your head. Your first crack could be a whack, and you can't take it back, so think before you act. We're teaching young people to pause, ponder, pivot, pray, proceed, and then you can prosper.
That's a lot to unpack. I mean, I don't think I could repeat that if my life depended on it, but I love it, Orrin, what you're doing. So let's talk about it, because at the very beginning, you decided that you could inspire some of these young people, some of these people that really need to be inspired through the game of chess. Let's talk about that sort of foundation, and then we'll go through what you've done with Be Someone throughout the years.
Well, I owe my life to a white teacher in an all-black high school. I was 15 years old. I was in and out of foster home. And if you'd have saw me when I was 15 years old, you'd have went the other way. But a teacher pulled me to the side and said, listen, you in a gang, you're following the wrong people. He said, I'm going to teach you how to be a leader and think independently. I'm going to teach you how to think for yourself. I said, what do you mean? He said, I'm going to teach you chess. I said, no. I'm a checker guru. He said, checkers? You're using half of the board. He said, chess, you're using every single square on the board. He said, checkers are all men. He said, chess, the female, is the most powerful piece on the board. I said, let's get on with the class.
I love it. I love it. Let's get serious for a minute, because you mentioned, you know, you were kind of going down the path of the gang sort of, you know, avenue, if you could call it that. And, you know, you had a teacher that kind of changed your world. What is it about the gangs that, you know, that some of these young people start looking at? And what do we need to do to break that cycle so that they don't participate and go down that gang avenue?
I think we need to expose children to a lot of things, because whoever you listen to is your teacher. And oftentimes, people who are in your ear are the wrong people. And so this teacher got in my ear and it changed my life. I'm living my dream because a teacher got in my ear before the other people got seriously in my ear. And the turning point in my life is when James Edge invited me to UAB, which is a college in Birmingham, Alabama, University of Alabama, Birmingham. And I was able to go over there and play stronger people. And it kind of got me into association. The more hands you shake, the more money you make. You have to surround yourself around people who are better than you so that you can get better.
I love it. I can see a whole book coming out from you, Orrin, with all of your sayings. I mean, they're fantastic. Now, let's get back to it because we have some young kids, we have children all over the place that are not thinking right. You know, they're influenced dramatically by social. They're surrounded sometimes with the wrong people. And like you said, you know, they're having little whispers in their ear about all these things that aren't quite right, and they're not being sort of guided in the right way through good mentors or through something like Be Someone. How do we break that cycle? How do we get in there and break the cycle of young people moving down this bad path?
I think we got to do a pattern interrupt. We got to teach people that success is a paradox, is the opposite of what you think. We got to teach young people to pause, to ponder, to pivot, to pray, or see, then you can prosper. We got to teach them six magic words. Take time to think things through. Your first crack at anything is never your best. Michael Jordan, his first crack at basketball, he got cut. We have to teach people that to be a champion, things take time to manifest. You got to stay with it. You got to stay with it. You got to stay with it because whatever you focus on, you'll get what you focus on. But most people don't focus long enough. I remember when I was a kid, we would take a magnifying glass and we would hold it against paper. And eventually, if you stay there with the focus, it'll set the paper on fire. But if you move around, it won't do it. So you just got to stay there till you catch a fire.
Yeah, I like it, Orrin. What do you say to a younger person? They say, Orrin, listen, I don't want to keep on holding the magnifying glass to the paper. I don't have that kind of time. I want to do it now. And this other path that I'm looking at offers me some immediate gratification. And what you're telling me is I got to spend some time doing something. How do you overcome that objection from a young person that wants immediate results?
Well, if you do what's easy, your life will be hard. If you do what's hard, your life will be easy. You got to stay with it. You got to break the pattern. Pattern interrupt means that things take time to manifest. You got to be willing to put in the work. To have what others don't have, you got to do what others are not willing to do. You got to be willing to put in the work. And if you're trying to take the easy way out, you're never going to get to the top. You got to be good to the people that are mean to you. You got to overcome evil with good. When they go low, you got to go high. You just got to be a good human being. You got to be someone.
I love it, Orrin. Of course, you've traveled all across America, doing a miracle. I mean, you really provide a unique, exciting, and engaging curriculum to, I think, over 100,000 young people now, maybe even more. You've got support from so many people like Jane Fonda and Tyler Perry and Steve Harvey. I mean, a lot of celebrities. You've appeared on Good Morning America, CBS Early News, CNN, Fox and Friends. I mean, you've been on the cover of the world's largest chess magazine, and you've been on In People magazine. It goes on and on and on. So let's talk about it. Here we are. We've got you on the .com magazine Entrepreneur Spotlight Series. Let's talk about your why a little bit. You get up in the morning. What gets you going? Or what gets you up in the morning? What gets your vision board working every single time you wake up in the morning?
I love teaching the kids. I love making a difference. I get a kick out of getting kids who are lost and getting them on the right track. I was helping this kid the other day. I helped him get a job. I put him a suit on, got him a haircut. And he was so impressed what I did, he called his uncle in tears, crying, telling his uncle what I did. His uncle came over here and brought me a check. I was like, wow, what you put out will come back.
See, I love it. And that's why also you've been featured on the Tom Joyner Morning Show and USA Today, Essence Magazine, Sports Illustrated for Teens. I mean, Jet Black, Magazine for Kids, Time, you name it. You've been there.
Tell you us, know all this stuff.
Well, you know, we do our homework on you. And when I'm talking to the Mr. Be Someone, I want to be someone myself, so I'm going to be ready to go. Now, you have a nickname. Your nickname is Checkmate. Let's talk about that.
I got that nickname from this movie star. Her name is, she's a two-time Academy Award winner. Her name is Jane Fonda. And I played 50 people simultaneously for a program that I was doing for her, and I beat all 50 people. She said, Oren, I'm calling you Checkmate. I said, Jane Fonda, I'll take that. So I'm living my dream because teaching children to think makes my heart sing.
See, I like it. Now, we have a lot of entrepreneurs that watch the show. And you have this motivational mantra, get your heads up, pants up, grades up. Most of all, never give up, no matter what. I love it. Now, what about entrepreneurship? Because we have entrepreneurs watching the show. From your mantra to the young at-risk students that you motivate and that you talk to, what can you take from what you teach them and teach the entrepreneurs watching the show about never giving up as well?
Well, entrepreneurship is about finding a need and filling it. And you have to be obsessed with taking care of the customer, because every dollar you will ever earn comes from other people. And if you're good with people and you treat the person like it's you, you win every time. So I'm the 4X guy, because that's about entrepreneurship. That means give people way more value than they give you, and you'll never work another day in your life. Just remember this, the good you do comes back multiplied to you. The more you put out there, the more it's going to come back to you.
Yeah, I love it. And one thing that you've become known for, and one thing, Oren, that you're a big believer in, is you believe in what I call short duration presentations, because you think that winning is a choice. How important? Yeah. So let's talk about winning as a choice and the short duration that you believe the presentations for these young kids need to happen.
Yeah, winning is a choice, and it's all about the moves you make. The moves you make determine the role you take. We teaching young people, it didn't matter who you are, it didn't matter where you come from, what you did in the past doesn't matter. What matters is what you gonna do next, because it's not what happens to you. It's what you do next. I've lost my queen. I was playing the Georgia State champion. I never forget it. I'm playing this match and I lose my queen. And I realize, wait a minute, I'm gonna keep playing. I won. And I go, wait a minute. I play harder when I play on him, my queen. So I realized this, sometimes a setback is a setup for a comeback. You got to make it okay to keep moving forward. I don't care what happened in your past. I got arrested for this. I don't care. It's from this day forward, make good moves and good things will happen. I went to court one time and the judge started singing one of my rap songs. I'm like, oh man, it is the best day of my life. He said, why you say that? I said, you know who I am. He said, yeah, this case is dismissed. They said they got you for 5 tickets, or they got you for parents parking, they parked the cars in my yard on the grass. That was illegal. And the judge threw out all 5 tickets. He said, man, you know how you gonna tell Dory? I was teaching some children for free, and the parents were parking all on the grass. That's illegal. But the judge said, the heck with that. We ain't bothered, Oren. And he threw them all out. The lady said, well, can we charge him with one of them? He said, no, I'm charging with 0. But, yeah, so the judge was familiar with what I do. I'm teaching parents, and I'm not charging them a dime. And I tell parents all the time, you're not struggling with your child, reach out to me. I'm not going to charge you a dime.
Yes.
Yeah, why? The life I save may be my own.
See, that's a great story. You had cars parked on your front lawn because you were doing some free workshops for the parents, some free workshops for the families. And they ticketed you up, and you went to the judge, and the judge said, hey, you were doing so much good for the society that we're going to cancel out these tickets, and we know who you are. I love that. Now, let's talk about the parents, because this is sort of a real issue. We have a lot of young kids that don't have both parents. They're being raised by a single mother or father. They maybe aren't even being raised by a mother or father at all. The mother or father might be gone, or they're working 18 hours a day, or maybe they're somewhere else. I mean, it's a tough deal. How do we impact these young kids who don't really have the type of parent supervision that we would think one would need to lead an active and life that contributes to society?
Well, a lot of the problems we have is because of single parents. And that's why a lady called me at 1:30 in the morning. She said she was a single parent and that her son was in a gang. And she had called every agency in Atlanta looking for help. She asked me, would I sign a court affidavit and help her son? Would I sign a court affidavit for a year to help her son because he was in a gang? I said, yes, I've helped her son. He graduated. A reporter asked me, why would you take a phone call from a complete stranger at 1 o'clock in the morning? I said, a full-time soldier sleeps with his boots on. It's not about me, it's about we. And what you sincerely desire for others will happen for you. And so we have to step up and reach out to these single parents and do everything in our God-given power to make the world a better place. Because, like I say, you are me. I had this lawyer call me the other day. He said, wow, he said, I'm very impressed with what you're doing. Or I said, why? He said, I sent my Latino client to several people, but you were the only someone that would help him. I said, listen, let me tell you why I help your Latino friend. Your Latino friend that you sent to me is me. We all are one. And we are, the word universe mean one. The word universe mean one song. We are one song, one verse. We're one word away from being where we need to be. We have to come together as one. And when we come together as one, we can achieve the extraordinary.
Yeah, I love it. And of course, for the people that don't know, Oren is a former Alabama state trooper and Air Force vet. He's a world-renowned chess champion. Let's talk about a little bit of that Alabama state trooper background, because there's an old saying that, you just can't keep giving, giving, giving. Sometimes for someone, you need to use a stick. Sometimes there needs to be some discipline. Sometimes there needs to be some order. I would imagine as a state trooper, you were trained in being orderly, and the way in which they would run that was in an orderly fashion. How important is the game of chess to teach the young people sort of order and to get their mind straight and to not be all over the place, but to be able to focus in on what they're doing?
Well, order is important and following the law is important, but at the same time, we got to have love. We got to discipline people. We got to have compassion, and you got to treat people with love. I remember stopping this guy for speeding, and I could have really messed him up really bad because the judge said if they're going over this speed, I want to see them. I'm gonna put them in jail for a few days. And I said, you know what? If I put the speed you were going, the judge gonna lock you up and you're gonna tow your car and all that. I said, listen, I'm gonna give you some love here. I'm gonna write you a ticket. You're gonna get a ticket and you're gonna pay, but at least I'm gonna save you about $2,000 on this transaction. Now, oh my God, he's happy. So he signs the ticket to go, wait a minute, what's your name? I said, my name is Hudson. He said, wow. He said, is your daddy Jerome Hudson? I go, yes. He said, well, I have paperwork on his desk. We about to fire him for drinking on the job. He said, I'm gonna rip his paperwork up. I'm like, wow. My daddy had a third grade education. He's drinking on a job, but I guarantee you, my daddy was set up because my daddy don't drink. I don't know what happened, but anyway, he fired my daddy. He ripped it up. My daddy got to save his job. My daddy ended up in his retirement. The point I'm making though is that my dad had a third grade education, and he taught me something I never forget. He said, "Always do good because a good deed is never lost," and he's right because when I was nice to this guy, I gave him a little break, mercy. And it ended up being a snowball effect on my. So I thank God for my life. I always treat people like it's me because that person is me. And so you got to have power with restraint. It's not about knocking people in the head every time you can. I have the blue light, the badge, the bulletproof vest, but everybody I stop, I treat them like the most important person in the world.
Yeah, it makes sense. And one thing that you're really big on, and I love it so much, is that if you're going to live as a contributing citizen, a contributing member of society, there's a corresponding positive or negative consequence based on your actions. So let's talk about that because people don't understand that, especially the young kids.
Yeah, every move you make has consequences. And movement is life, and nothing happens until something moves. And if you make good moves, it didn't matter who you are, it didn't matter where you come from, you make good moves, you get results. I meet one of the top Russian grandmasters in the world. His name is Rashid Ziyatanov. And the only reason I beat him, I made a move which looked like a crazy move because I gave up five for one. And mathematically, you shouldn't do that, but the five for one gave me position. sacrifice, and sacrifices, I love sacrifices, by the way, sacrifices must be made in order to have a breakthrough. The sacrifice I broke through his protection on his king, I gave him 5 for 1, but I tore the wall down. And so sometimes you got to do stuff that's bizarre. Sometimes you got to step out on faith. Sometimes you have to make moves that looks like a bad move. Here's why. Because what looks like a bad move is usually a good move. And what looks like a good move is usually a bad move. That's why a lot of people are in jail. Why? They do the first thing that pops in their head. The first thing that pops in your head is usually a trap.
Wow. You were fighting against another world champion.
Let me tell you something. His name is Rashid Diatanov. You can Google it. He won more tournaments in the United States than anybody. And I saw this guy just come in and just collect money for free. Just free money, because he won all these tournaments. He just kept beating everybody. And I got a chance to play him, and I sacrificed to a rook to do it. A rook is worth 5, a pawn is worth 1. I did a sacrifice. But I did it in order to win the game, and I was able to win the game. And that's what we have to remember in life. Sometimes in life, you got to sacrifice. Sometimes in life, you got to burn the midnight oil. Sometimes you got to take all your eggs and put them in one basket and watch that basket.
I love it. What's the most number of people that you've played at one time in chess?
64 people at once. I played them in Alabama. I played them all. And I remember having a photographer, I paid a lady, a photographer, to take some pictures. She took pictures for 3 or 4 hours. And I had a guy come in there for 30 seconds and take 7 pictures. And his 7 picture was better than her 3. I was like, wow, it depends on who's doing the shooting. One guy's in there for 7 seconds. She had never, his 7 pictures were better than all 400 pictures she had. I was like, wow, some people, quantity does not dictate quality. And that's a teachable moment, because a lot of times you're caught up in quantity, but yeah, quantity does not dictate quality.
Yeah, I love it. And when you're playing that many games of chess simultaneously, I would imagine you're moving from board to board to board to board. Let's talk about it. Do you feel this is something that has been God-given? Because it seems like that type of brain to be able to play.
Let me give you game. I'm going to take 40 years off everybody on the curve right now. I look at the board. I see the pattern. I make a move. This game is over. I look at the board. I see the pattern. I make a move. Pattern recognition is the key to success in all fields. Once you know the pattern, you can plan, you can prepare, you can position, you can predict. Once you know the pattern, you know what's coming next. Once you know the pattern, you can predict success. So I look at the board. I see the pattern. I make a move. This game is over. 2, 4, 6, 8. That's a pattern. Interstate, if it's 65, it goes from north to south. If it ends in a 0, it's going from east to west. That's a pattern. And a house address, if it's on one side, it's odd numbers, on the other side, it's even numbers. Those are patterns. A skip yellow line means it's traffic going in 2 different ways. A skip white line means traffic going in 1 way. That's a pattern. So pattern recognition allows you to plan, prepare, position, and predict. And once you know the pattern, you can wake up winning. I'm showing children how to recognize the pattern, because once you know the pattern, you know what's coming next.
Wow. When you're playing that number of people and you talk about the patterns, is it something that you see in your mind? Is it visual? Is it auditory? How does the move come to you? Does it come in through a vision that you have through your eyes? Does it come in through your brain that says, hey, or make this move next? How does that vision come to you?
You see the pattern and you kind of like really know. Like I was in Washington, D.C. I had won an award from the FBI in Washington, D.C. When I was there, I met this gentleman, said, I see you on TV all the time, I can beat you. I said, you can? I said, if I take my queen off, can you beat me? He said, if you take your queen off, I guarantee to beat you. And I took my queen off the board and I still beat him, because I see these patterns. And once you see these patterns, you know what to do next and so on. And so it's all about recognizing patterns. And like I say, the good you do comes back to you as a pattern. The pattern is be good to everyone, because what you put out will come back. That's a pattern.
I love it.
And the more you put out, the more you get back. If you sow sparingly, you reap sparingly. If you sow bountifully, you reap bountifully. So that's a pattern. Everything is about patterns.
Yeah, I love it. Your dad taught you that good pattern about no good deed, you know, goes undone and it stays on forever, which I love. The 5-for-1 move, that was a pattern, but was it a pattern that you ever thought of before, or was it a new pattern when you did the 5-for-1 move in the story?
Well, I saw where I can do a pattern interrupt where I could break through. I saw that I could break through his king and get his king exposed and bring his king out behind that wall, because his king was behind a wall. And so I tore down the wall, which cost me a lot of money, which is 5-for-1, but it was a good sacrifice because I bring my other rook over, because I'm a rook down at this point, but I bring my rook over and bring my queen over, and the chain game is over. So I just something that you kind of like intuition, like you kind of like feel it. And sometimes I said, like, sometimes I make a move, I go, I don't know why I'm doing this, but I just got to do this. It looks like a bad move because I'm giving away a lot of material, but it ended up being a blessing. I remember when I beat the Georgia State champion, I sacrificed my queen. I'm like, man, I need to do this more often. I play harder when I'm down material.
Yeah, I like it. And of course, I want to talk about your speaking events, because you speak with kids, and we spoke about that, but you speak with parents, and we talked about the parents that you help, all of them, you know, parking on your lawn and causing some tickets. You talk to teachers and corporate management staff, adults. Is there a different way, Oren, that you speak to children than you speak with adults?
Yeah, I kind of make it as simple. Simplicity is the key to success. You got to keep it. The word KISS stands for keep it super simple. And that's what I do. I got some 4-year-olds that are champion in chess because I know how to speak their language. You have to speak their language. And you know, I learned that from Jesus. Jesus said, I'm going to teach you how to be fishermen of men. He didn't say, I'm going to teach you how to recruit. They don't know what the word recruit means. You have to talk so people can get what you're saying. And so I'm very clear. And my superpower, my gift is I can take a complex situation like chess. And I got 3- and 4-year-olds playing chess. I had a dad call me and said I was trying to destroy his marriage because his 4-year-old can beat him now.
That's crazy. That's funny, Oren.
You're trying to destroy my marriage. I can't beat my 4-year-old anymore.
That's incredible. That's incredible. Be Someone, Oren Hutson. We're going to bring you back on the show. I mean, you're a best-selling author. You do it all. And here's a picture of the book. Oren, tell us a little bit about the book.
Jack Canfield wrote the foreword for my book. And
hold it up. Hold it up for everybody.
I had a chance to beat Jack Canfield in a match. And wow. To be honest with you, I was losing to Jack Canfield because he had took my rook and I took his bishop. So I was down material, but I was able to come out on top. Actually, I sacrificed it on purpose. See, a lot of people don't understand. You got to give a gift. And people don't get that concept, man. Just be a giver. Let me give you an example in my own life. I met this lady, I didn't know her from Atlanta. I bought her lunch. And a month later, I get an award from CNN and $5,000 because she nominated me for that. I was like, wow, the good you do comes back multiplied to you.
God, I love it. That's such a great piece of advice. Before I let you go, I know I'm keeping you over time today, but I want you to talk to the younger entrepreneurs, Oren, watching the show. Maybe they're hitting a tough time in their development. Maybe their companies may be static, or maybe they're not sure what to do next. What advice, based on what you do at Be Someone with teaching and promoting self-esteem and responsibility and analytical thinking amongst so many young children, that you can give to the entrepreneurs watching the show about how to keep moving forward in their life?
Keep moving forward. Here's the goal. Say ding, ding, ding. Say ding, ding, ding.
Ding, ding, ding.
Okay. Find out what people want. Go get it and give it to them, and be obsessed with taking care of the customer, because the customer is key. And whatever the customer wants, just do it, because you win every time when you take care of the customer. It's all about being obsessed with taking care of the customer. Find out what they need, go get it and give it to them, and be like me, be the 4X guy, the 80-20 rule. When people give you 20, you give them 80. Always give people more value than they give you. Now, when you do that, you're top of the mind. Let me give you an example of my own life. Jane Fonda, a movie star, she hired me to do some work for her. And a lot of people there doing work, more than me. I get home, I get a $5,000 bonus check. Why? Everybody else doing the bare minimum. I'm doing everything I can think of. give me, it's like this guy, he sent this guy to Africa to sell shoes, and the guy gets over there, he says, send me a ticket to get back home. Nobody has any shoes over here. And the company was determined, so they sent another guy over there. He says, send me all the shoes you can get your hands on. Nobody over here has any shoes.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. And you're the guy that sees it where nobody has the shoes. Right. It's unbelievable.
When Jane Fonda hired me, she hired another guy to go to this school to teach chess. And he told her, the kids can't learn chess over there, but they don't speak English. I went over there. We won 3 chess championships, same school. It's all about attitude. It's all in who you are. You know, I believe I can help any child because I show children that anything I can do, you can do. Nature is neutral. And it's all about the moves you make. The moves you make determine the road you take. Your mind is a pearl. You can change the world. You have everything you need to be someone.
Oh, I love it. It's fantastic. If this doesn't get you going as an entrepreneur, nothing will. Orrin Hutson, the CEO and founder of Be Someone, the 501c3 nonprofit that really is doing incredible work, changing the world. Orrin, I'm going to bring you back on the show. We're going to call it an hour with Orrin. But for now, I wanted to thank you so much for coming on the .com Magazine Entrepreneur Spotlight Series today.
Thank you so much.